It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
It is tea time. Kicking things off with the Biebs. He's been making the rounds, and he showed up at none other than Kanye's Sunday service and impressed everybody.
Never would have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see that you were there for me, and I can say I never would have made it. I never would have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can't say.
I think I heard Liv in the background.
Yes, beautiful.
Me I probably would go. Weeping.
We need to go to Kanye's Sunday service because you never know who's going to pop up, right?
I want to go on Easter.
Yes.
That's like when it's like, it's basically Coachella.
Exactly. It's going to be so lit. So that was the Biebs. And that, if you're interested in that song, it's Never Would Have Made It. Nice stuff. Well, Hillary Duff, very upset with a paparazzi at her son's football game. So here's the deal. Her kiddo is just 7. A paparazzi was showing up, taking all kinds of pictures, and she's like,
Hey, who are you here with?
I'm here with me.
With you?
Yes.
Do you know any of the people on the team?
No.
Oh, can you stop taking pictures of the kids, please?
It's legal.
It's making me feel really uncomfortable.
Well, you shouldn't feel uncomfortable. You want me to show you ID?
I'm not asking for your ID. I'm asking you to stop taking pictures of our 7-year-old children if you don't know anyone that's here. I'm asking you, human to human, as a mother, if you don't know anyone here, can you please stop taking pictures of our children playing?
Oh my gosh. And then he will not leave. He won't back down. And then Hillary, she gives him a little threat.
I'm taking pictures. I'm practicing photography.
Can you practice it on another?
I'm not here to scare you or anything like that. Your paranoia is unwarranted. That's what I'm telling you.
Well, there are children, and we would like to protect them. So if you could take pictures and practice your photography somewhere else.
What about other people?
Then I will just post this to my 15 million followers on Instagram and let people know how creepy it is that this is what you're choosing to do on your Saturday morning. And make all of our...
Creepy to who?
Creepy to who?
Here's my thing. If you're innocent and you're literally actually just a practicing photographer, your response to her would have been, oh, okay, I'm so sorry that I offended you. I'll go practice somewhere else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
I'm thinking that this guy was actually doing something sketchy because he had a problem when being asked to leave.
Well, yeah, he's going after a paycheck because he's a paparazzi. So he's getting pictures of Hillary Duff and her kid. And she's like, please, human to human, this is my child.
Oh, he was
child.
A paparazzi.
Yes, and she said, go away. And she said, no, but that crosses the line. So she posted that. And there are laws, but he said
wait
he could
a minute.
Do it.
All of a sudden, I'm okay now. I thought he was like some creeper.
Wait, why are you okay with him? If he's a paparazzi, it's
because he's just doing his job. If I thought he was like some random like pervy creepo,
no,
he's a paparazzi.
There's a lot of like overseas. There's like laws. Like paparazzi cannot take photos of like underage children.
Of children. How creepy is that?
Well, I don't know. That's his job, and he's trying to make a living for his kids at home.
They can take pictures of her though. If someone showed up at my daughter's basketball game just taking pictures of a Lucy, that's so creepy.
Obviously, unless it's a paparazzi and that's his job.
No, that's
still
creepy.
And it's still weird. Like, imagine, like, your 7-year-old child just exposed everywhere. Like, that's traumatizing.
Well,
for
you're
a kid.
Famous. That's the thing. See, I didn't know he knew that was Hillary Duff.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
Otherwise, it's super creepy just taking pictures of 7-year-olds.
Right.
For fun.
That's what I'm saying. See, that's why I wasn't on board with it.
There's a lot of parent celebrities that are very uncomfortable and, like, upset about paparazzi taking photos of their children.
No, no good. Also, no good. Amanda Bynes is upset that her mom has the same. If she can get married or not because she's her conservator. And now she's actually addressing the whole situation.
Today I want to talk about a controversial topic. My conservatorship case. I have been going to a treatment center that charges $5,200 a month. There's no reason why I shouldn't go to a therapist who takes my insurance for $5,000 less a month. This is why I've asked to see the judge next week regarding this conservatorship issue. Thank you guys so much for hearing me out. I'm sorry that this is what I'm dealing with, and I'm sorry to put my problems onto the internet, but this is what life has come to. So thank you guys so much for always supporting me. Love you all. Peace out. Appreciate your love and support. Love you guys. Bye.
I mean, she seems like she's really got it together. I don't know. I think that would be rough. But, you know, it did Britney well to have her parents kind of take over for a bit. So, I don't know. I'll keep you posted on that. And lastly, your Jen Garner wants to sell you Girl Scout cookies.
Hi, it's Girl Scout cookie time. If you are missing your local Girl Scout or their cookies, just let us know why, and we will send them out until we run out. Supplies are limited. Happy Girl Scout cookie time.
So you can email her literally, jenhasextra@gmail.com. What kind are we ordering? We want to go Thin Mints, Tagalongs?
I currently have Thin Mints in my freezer at home.
Yes, Samoas. That's where it's at.
Samoas is where it's at.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
We get it. You're dragging. It's Monday. We're along with you. Okay, coming up, we're going to do Monday Motivation. We're going to pump you up to kick butt this week. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.